So based on a precedent of 25,000.
I don't understand why the board decided to vote to lower the land on the improved parcel, but not vote to lower the land on the unimproved parcel right next to it.
I can tell you what happened.
Because I don't have a clue, I don't remember.
I can tell you exactly what happened. We didn't lower that. There was other lots heard. This was set at 49,000. There was other lots heard and that were lowered to 25,000. And just as I said earlier, we didn't go back and lower this one. That's exactly how that happened.
Well, this one was denied, it showed.
It shows it was denied, is what.
Well, if we've heard others and lowered them to 25,000, we heard one today, we lowered to 25,000.
That's exactly.
That was a better lot than this one. What would keep us from lowering this one to 25,000?
I don't have any problem with it. What I'm saying is what happened last year. This was heard, and we denied it at 49,000. Then we went on through the process. It's like we do here as we go through the days.
I got you.
We had several days. We come to another set of lots, and we lowered those lots to 25,000. And never did come back to lower this lot to 25,000.
That's fair.
That's exactly good. What happened. I remember it.
It's understandable.
Well, I'd suggest maybe on this appeal, if you wanted to hear it, you could make up our error of $10,000. Make it pretty simple, maybe. Instead of lowering it 25, lower it 15. And we'd be getting what was intended last year in both places. You get the value of that vacant lot down to, I'm not saying it too well, am I? We lowered the improved parcel $10,000 more than we should have last year. Go ahead and lower the vacant lot to 35,000 to get it down to the 25,000 equaled out. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to wait till we get this letter. I'm in for lowering that lot to 25,000 because I know exactly what happened on it from last year.
Right.
But I'm for doing that. But I want to see how the letter's wrote so that we can send this to the taxpayer to where they understand what our process was on the other house lot. That's the reason that this is all messed up, is because we had that other 49 on this lot and we used it on the house lot, which we decided was too high. See, it got the 25,000, but we never did lower the other one. There was a whole bunch of lots in there we lowered to 25,000. If you look back, I think you'll find maybe 8 or 10 even.
Denny, do you want to make a motion on number 45 to lower it?
Not till we get this letter and we do it that day.
Okay.
I want to table
it. So I'm going to show 45 and 46 is on hold because they need motions.
On hold, right. Or table, however you want to do it. If you need a motion to table, we'll motion to table.
Usually we just put it on hold and then bring it back up, however you want to do it.
Yeah, that's fine. But I wanted Jeff to know.
Yeah, thanks for that explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. We did several lines.
Yeah.
And Chuck, I think it's, well, we're tabled. I think it'd be good just to keep it at, I mean, if we did vote to move it that direction for clarity's sake, so they would know, they would be able to see.
Obviously.
This is congruent versus coming back and having to explain.
Are we going to recess till tomorrow or until when?
20th.
We don't meet till tomorrow. We meet
20th, I believe.
The 20th is when we're trying to set them off.
We'll recess till the 20th.